5 Drive with Julian Clover. Cambridge 105.
And we're going to be talking a little bit now about Snowy Farr, well-known figure on the streets of Cambridge's Top Hat, Tame Mice and Cat. Snowy raised thousands of pounds for charities, including the Guide Dogs for the Blind Association and Camside. In 1995, Snowy was presented with an MBE for his fundraising. It recently came up for auction and was purchased by Derek Smiley and the Cambridge in the Good Old Days group. Tomorrow, Derek will present the medal to the Museum of Cambridge, and hopefully on the line we have Shelley Lockwood. Hello, Shelley.
Hello, Julian.
Do we know much about what happened to the medal after it was presented to Snowy?
No, we don't. It was presumably kept safely by him as part of his effects. And after his death in 2007, Cheffins auctioned off all his effects. And actually, one of the things the museum would be very interested in is if anyone knows what happened to any of those items, things like his top hat, his cart, all that sort of thing, disappeared at that point. But obviously, thanks to Derek Smiley and Cambridge in the Good Old Days, his MBE is coming back to Cambridge and to the museum.
And that's going to be presented to you tomorrow night, Tuesday night. And it's not the only thing which is going to be happening, because I gather you're using this to kickstart your search for memories of Snowy at the museum.
Absolutely. We're calling the event tomorrow evening Remembering Snowy Farr. And that's because the medal that the MBE is being presented to the museum tomorrow, and it will have its display space there from tomorrow evening. But around that presentation and a little speech about Snowy from Brian Sewell, who's also a member of Cambridge in the Good Old Days, we're also using it as an opportunity to capture people's memories and recollections of Snowy, and encouraging them to bring along any photographs they might have of members of their family with him or of him, and just so that we can put together a picture and write a story, really, about Snowy, and put that on our Capturing Cambridge website.
Do we know much about him? Because he's one of these people who you just always picture as this elderly gentleman with the top hat, with the mice, with the cat, his beard. It's one of these people you kind of feel was never ever young, but obviously he has a backstory like all of us.
Yes, he does. I mean, we've got a couple of much older photographs of him when he was a very young man and worked as a farm worker. But actually, as you say, we all think of him with the beard as an older man, because that's when he was visible in Cambridge, and also when he started putting up his flags and the charity collecting board outside his cottage in Oakington. And it's from that point we have that image of Snowy with the beard and the red coat and the top hat. But as you say, we're interested in finding out as much as we can about him in general, so that we can celebrate him as one of our Cambridge characters at the museum.
Because I guess it's important for the museum to celebrate characters of our recent past just as much as it is to remember, I don't know, people who founded the colleges.
Absolutely. That's always been a key aspect of the work of the Museum of Cambridge, the Folk Museum, as was. We're about capturing the present as much as the distant past for the future, because, you know, it's a ever-changing world now. Things move faster and faster, and you do want to have a place like the museum that is a repository of memories, perhaps of the things that aren't officially recorded and make it into the official history books, but are to do with people's lived experience in Cambridge.
Did you remember Snowy yourself at all?
Yes, I do. I remember him. I've lived in Cambridge since 1983, and I certainly remember his cart and all the animals collecting money for the Guide Dogs for the Blind on Petticoat, because by the time I moved to Cambridge, Petticoat had been pedestrianised, and that's where I remember him, on Petticoat.
Goodness. And can anybody come along tomorrow night?
Yes, please do. It's at the Innie Porter Room at the Museum of Cambridge, which is on the corner of Northampton Street and Castle Street. Doors open from 7 p.m. and the presentation will be at 7:30. And please bring along any photographs and stories and memories that you'd like to share with us. That would be fantastic to see people.
Yes, I do hope that lots of memories come your way of Snowy tomorrow night, along with that MBE, which presumably will then be on display for weeks, months, years to come.
Yes, it will be part of the permanent display collection, yes.
Okay, thank you very much indeed. That's Shelley Lockwood from the Museum of Cambridge with memories
thank you,
Shelley. Memories of the much missed Snowy Far.